Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. I'm going to be focusing this time around, though, on Second Friday Art Walk, which is coming up in just a couple of days in downtown Chapel Hill and Carver. And we've got Alex Wright, Program Manager for the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, here in the studio to talk about that and help us out with Kids Q. Alex, good to be with you today. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me.
So before we start talking about Second Friday Art Walk, we were kind of talking about this before we started. Meg McGurk just left the Downtown Partnership. How are things going in her absence?
Things are going well. I mean, she was a force in downtown, and so she's missed at our organization, but we're doing really well, and she didn't go too far. She's now at the town of...
She's still here, right?
Yeah, she's still now at the town of Chapel Hill, taking on some projects from a different perspective. So she's still in the community, and she's a great asset, so we're glad she's not too far away.
Very cool. So tell us about Second Friday Art Walk for people who don't know, but I think a lot of people in the area are aware of Second Friday Art Walk, but not necessarily aware of just how extensive it is and how much goes on.
Yeah, so Second Friday Art Walk is a year-round event that happens every month on the second Friday, and it features venues throughout Carborough and Chapel Hill that have openings and special exhibits and events, and all free, fun activities that are super engaging, really dynamic, and they change from month to month. So the Art Walk is always new and exciting each month.
About how many venues take part? I know that changes a little bit. But
it changes a little bit, and not every venue participates every month, but I believe now we're hovering around 20 venues in Carborough and Chapel Hill. Yeah, and most recently the PTA Thrift Shop has joined the Art Walk, so we were thrilled to have them join last month. And they just had a great display of some of the interesting, fun things that they've got at the PTA Thrift Shop, just to dig around and pick through, and some of the great art that they've got, the books and other kind of collectibles that they come across there.
How many years has this been going on?
It's been going on for several years. Mm-hmm. It's become a project of the Downtown Partnership more recently, kind of formalized from an informal group of local businesses that were kind of doing it on their own. And so we've taken it under our wing, and we're happy to promote it, and just as something fun and free for families, kids, students, everyone to get out and enjoy the community on a Friday afternoon.
So it's a collaborative effort, I know.
Right.
We've got kind of a really unique downtown in that it's one downtown, but it's two municipalities in Chapel Hill Carborough. So what's the collaboration like?
Yeah, so it's really business led. So we provide a lot of the marketing, promotional support, and kind of back office services for the Art Walk, but it's really a business led effort, and they do all the programming, and there is a different feel between our two communities, even though we're kind of, you know, we share that same, you know, Main Street almost. We've got different venues, like the Chapel Hill's got the Ackland and some of these really great anchors in Chapel Hill. But then Carborough, it's got the PTA Thrift Shop, the Beehive Salon, all these fun kind of little shops you can kind of duck in and out of and really get a great sense of the community on a Friday night.
Yeah. Speaking with Alex Reich again, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, we're talking about Second Friday Art Walk. And if you're online and you want to look up the website, secondfridayartwalk.com, and that's the number 2. So 2ND, secondfridayartwalk.com. But you already mentioned some of the really cool highlights. PTA Thrift Shop's got stuff up. You mentioned the Ackland, and they've got their Outwin Boutchever Gallery still, the exhibition still ongoing, right? What else?
Yeah, that's ongoing. This month, I'm really excited that the Carborough Arts Center has some of the puppets from the Paper Hand Puppet show that you can go up and see.
Nice.
And kind of, they've got an opening for that exhibit this Friday. The Beehive Salon, I mentioned them earlier, but they're celebrating the 80s, and so they've have a contest of 80s themed art. So you can go in and kind of judge the entries and see what people have submitted and what really calls them back to the 80s.
What is 80s themed art? Is that art about the 80s or art that looks like the 80s? Or
I'm not sure.
Mona Lisa, but it's Max Headroom, or what actually is it?
I think it's artistic. I think it's artistic representations of the 80s. So we'll just have to go on Friday to find out. But there's a little preview image of the display on our website, secondfridayartwalk.com.
Nice.
And it's intriguing.
I love it. Tell us more about the Ackland exhibit for people who don't know. Because Second Friday Art Walk, you can go out in the evening and check it out too, right?
Yeah. So that's actually a really unique opportunity that the Ackland offers on the Second Friday. They're not normally open after 5 p.m. So on the Second Friday nights, they stay open until 9 p.m. Starting last month and continuing this month, they've got a pop-up bar from Top of the Hill Brewery, so you can grab a beer and check out this world-class exhibit of portraiture that came from D.C. and is on display at the Ackland through August. So that is an event not to be missed in Chapel Hill in this month's Art Walk.
Very cool. So this is second Friday of every month, including this Friday, the 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. It's free. It's open to everyone. Interactive activities as well, so people can get involved.
Yeah, for sure. Interactive activities. Crafts, origami, some drawing classes, things like that. And it changes from month to month, too. So there's always something new.
Again, secondfridayartwalk.com is the website, and that's 2ND, secondfridayartwalk.com. Right. We've got Alex Reich here in the studio with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Oh, my gosh. I think so.
No one ever is. It's fine. Everyone get around the radio. This is for all. Okay. Here is today's question. Pretty simple one. Where do dreams come from?
Where do dreams come from? Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. I close my eyes, and they're there. I think they come from some of the exciting, fun, great things that happen during the day, great conversations, and, just kind of
there you go.
The magical things in life just... alive in my dreams.
It's the magical things in life, because like you get all of those kind of things that happen to you throughout the day or throughout the week, or things you're thinking about, and then they kind of appear, but they appear in weird ways. Like it's like a mashup, right? Like
never
thought that the Andy Griffith Show and Single Ladies by Beyonce would mash up really well together, and yet they do. And dreams are exactly the same way, right?
Yeah. It shouldn't make sense, but it kind of works.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, it's just a new take on life in your dreams, right?
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Alex Reich with us from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. We've been talking about Second Friday Art Walk, but what else does the Downtown Partnership have going? What else is happening downtown or coming up?
Yeah, so July is a great time to get downtown and kind of, take back the town. The students are gone. It's really easy to find parking and enjoy a great meal. It's something in the evening time, a first-run movie at the Varsity. And then later this month, we've got Free Movies Under the Stars, which has been a really popular family-centric event. So we're showing two Star Wars movies later this month right on top of the Wallace Deck in downtown Chapel Hill.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's a free event. Families can come out. We pop popcorn. There are other vendors. Have a scoop of ice cream and enjoy a totally free movie on a beautiful summer evening. So,
great.
We're really stoked about that. Yeah.
And Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership's website is
downtownchapelhill.com. Yeah.
Very easy to remember. Yeah. And then secondfridayartwalk.com for the Second Friday Art Walk again this Friday from 6 to 9. Check it out. Alex, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is so much fun.